दिया वेक अप, व्हाट इज साइन ए प्लस बी? मैम इज इट टैन? यस, नाउ गेट आउट ऑफ द क्लास एंड गेट सम सन टैन. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Dia Talks, and this is me, Dia. Yes, guys, that is a story of how I got tanned, and I'm pretty sure everyone will have some or the other story of getting tanned. I know the title of the episode speaks a lot about what the podcast is going to be. For those who have clicked thinking that this episode contains some useful tips on how to score more or to get information about International Maths Olympiad, I'm sorry, not so sorry, buddy. This platform is purely for international maths memes and comical relatable stuffs from a club of math haters. So let's start our journey of getting mathematically challenged. Before that, don't never ever forget to subscribe, follow and share, because I'm pretty much confident that you are gonna love this episode than I'm confident with my internal exam speeches. Okay, so just subscribe, like and follow me on Instagram if you want to involve yourself in daily fun updates and polls and Q&As. My story of getting mathematically challenged began back in 2006. Oh god, this requires a lot of calculation. This year is 2021. So 2021 minus 1, 2, 3. Whatever. I was in my first grade, and main thing we learned during that time is number names. And I don't know if you will believe it or not, I was one of the top students during the math hour. I was really good at 102, 103, 107, you know, writing the number names in perfect order. And I even used to get sticker stars from my teacher. She used to tell my names as examples in the class. Like how good Dia is, she's so fast, blah blah blah. Okay, those were the proudest moments of my life. I miss being that proud in my life. The next grade is where the actual problem began. My teacher changed. So is the syllabus. The new one low-key terrorized me, but gradually she became my nightmare. While everyone in my class dreamed of their crushes, I saw my maths teacher. The way she looked at me with disgust through her spectacles, I couldn't breathe for a few seconds. I really don't know how my life turned upside down because of maths. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. And at last, the villain. Word problems. And I still remember the question I saw somewhere. It goes like, Jake bought 200 bananas. He ate one, then he added 150 more. What is the friction at which he pulls the cart when the gravity is constant and the sun and the moon are in the same position? I really don't know. When did I opt for astrology? Bro, who in the world want to calculate a poor person who buys 350 bananas a day and his friction? We have our own car to look after, still. Other funny word problems. Please don't hate me, guys, for calling word problems funny, because I know they all real struggles. But who else cannot laugh when the questions comes like, find the relation and number of daughters and sons between uncle and aunt. Do you guys still remember this kind of question? And the other kind of questions like, find the surface area of ice cream cone when Maria is eating strawberry ice cream. Please shut up or ask the manufacturers of the cone its surface area and perimeter. All we have to do is shut up and eat the ice cream in peace. Okay, we all grew up from number names to finding complicated X's. But the only lesson I learned from all of these are, X's will always be complicated. And then there is something like sine, cosine. Can anyone put in the comment below whether they have had any use of these complicated equations in their real life problems? No, right? It's 100% no. Except in professional life, I guess. The only thing we use is S-I-N and not S-I-N-E when in adulthood. It's time to wind up the episode. But before that, I have few response from my Instagram page of a Q&A session. The question was the worst memories with maths. Let's see the result. So Krishna told she is scared of maths. Namita told the word maths itself is scary. I can relate to it. Swati told happy to say that I don't remember my worst. It was that blinding, I guess. Shankar told he loved maths. But I'm sorry, we are against maths people. Mohammed said he's failing internals, which is happening now. Oh, I'm really sorry for you, but you have no other option. Sneha told maths itself is worst memory. Yes, our title, Mathematically Challenged. Then our podcaster from Malu Altrigo told everything. Yes, everything about math sucks. Gauri told textbook exercise cheyyunnathu. That is true. But we can refer guide or Google undallo. I used to copy from guides or Brainly for homework given from textbooks. Now everything is online. Just few clicks and there goes our homework for submission. All thanks to copy-paste buddies. True love. And one more thing. Thanks to my mom who put a lot of effort on teaching me maths. She reminds how stupid I was on math on a daily basis. So I just want to see how she will react when she will listen to this episode. And that's all for the Q&A. Sorry if I couldn't include your name in the podcast. I just selected first few answers. So next time you can answer immediately. I post the question. Guys, here is a golden opportunity. What is sine A plus B? Send the answer to me and you will be rewarded a discount coupon of my merch store. Just drop the answer below or connect through Instagram, Facebook or Twitter and get the coupon for free. My merch store has lot of funny stuffs and lot more to come. So until the next exciting episode, this is me, Dia from the Dia Talks. Ta-da!